Early detection of breast cancer gives women the best chance of defeating that disease, but the current diagnostic standard, mammography, has problems. Some doctors and patients have been turning to other ways to try to detect breast cancer, but as NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, they may be better off staying with what they already know.
Computerized mammography is the new thing in breast cancer detection. In computerized or digital mammography, the X-ray information is collected by a computer instead of on film. And computers are, after all, pretty precise. The Food and Drug Administration has approved digital mammography machines. The government is going to start paying extra for it for women on Medicare. But a new report from the Institute of Medicine analyzed research on this and other new procedures and says there's no reason to rush to digital mammography. Radiologist Janet Baum of Harvard Medical School was one of the co-authors of the report.
There is one study looking at digital mammography using one equipment manufacturer's device and about 7,000 mammograms. The study did not indicate that there was an improvement in detection rate.
Baum and others also looked at ultrasound and MRIs, techniques that are increasingly being used to look for breast cancer. Dr. Joyce Lashoff headed the Institute of Medicine study. She says something new is needed.
Mammography is our gold standard, but we recognize that that's only managed to decrease deaths from breast cancer by 30%. We'd like to be able to have a technology that would detect all early enough that we can get 100% cure. That obviously is our goal.
But, say Lashoff and Baum, there's no evidence, at least not yet, that any of the new technologies are any better than conventional mammography for routine screening. And they're more expensive. Medicare, for example, pays about $70 for conventional mammography and will pay nearly double that for digital. MRIs cost $700 to $1,000, and ultrasound costs about $100 to $250. One reason these new techniques need to be thoroughly evaluated is that no one knows the value of really early detection. It may pick up cancers or lesions that won't harm the woman. Early detection of this type of cancer would only mean that the woman is subjected to cancer treatment that she doesn't need, says Lashoff.
We really need to understand the biology of breast cancer and determine which of these lesions are going to really significantly affect the life expectancy of the individual and which could be there dormant for many, many years.
The report calls for more research, research that would not just determine whether the new imaging techniques pick up more cancers, but if women live longer as a result. In the meantime, radiologist Baum has some advice for women.
Get your annual mammogram if you're in the age-appropriate groups.
That's over the age of 50. But for women under 50, how often they should have screening mammograms is another unresolved question among breast cancer experts. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.